Ukraine security issue.
The remains of two children are among 146 bodies exhumed at a mass burial site close to the city of Izyum in eastern Ukraine, reported Oleg Sinahubov, head of the Kharkiv Region Military Administration. Many of the victims are civilians. Some have their hands tied behind their backs and are feared to have been tortured while enduring a violent death. The deceased were also found to have explosive, shrapnel, and stab wounds. Oksana Sova was able to identify the body of her husband among those exhumed on a photo circulating social networks. The photo of a fragment of a hand with a blue and yellow bracelet was published all over the world. Thus, the remains of Serhiy Sova, a fighter from Nikopol, and father of two were identified. All those involved in the torture of Ukrainians will be identified and prosecuted, said Yevhen Yenin, Deputy Minister of Internal Affairs of Ukraine.
Ми надзвичайно щільно працюємо з населенням на звільнених територіях.
We are in close cooperation with the residents of liberated areas. They are generous in providing testimony about the conduct of the occupiers, helping us identify who gave the orders and who was involved in the torture. The police are documenting war crimes and crimes against humanity. As of now, 292 war crimes have been recorded in the Kharkiv region alone. The majority of them concern the violation of laws and customs of war. All those involved shall be prosecuted. As we have reported earlier, a mass burial site with over 440 graves has been uncovered in the city of Izyum in the Kharkiv region, liberated from the Russian forces. According to local authorities, 99% of the exhumed bodies showed signs of violent death. There is more evidence of torture carried out by the Russian military. Torture chambers have been uncovered after the region was liberated. A prison and a torture chamber have been discovered at the police station in the city of Izyum, which the Russian army turned into a military base during the occupation, said Serhiy Bolvinov, head of the investigative department of the National Police in the Kharkiv region. In particular, registers were found with lists of detainees, as well as electric cables used as instruments of torture. Currently, investigators are inspecting the scene for DNA samples and fingerprints. Ukraine is in cooperation with the International Criminal Court, the ICC, to initiate a case on the genocide of the Ukrainian population during the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's Prosecutor General Andriy Kostin said in an interview with CBS News. He noted that the genocide case is underway in Ukraine, but it is complicated because it is not easy to bring this command system to the highest level.
We have a case on genocide in the office of the Prosecutor General, and we are in all the time in communication with International Criminal Court and Prosecutor Khan, because the International Criminal Court has also the authority to look at the genocide case. So we understand that all of these facts put together will lead us to possible a conviction in crime of genocide. Of course, it's not an easy way to prove this system of command responsibility from the highest level. What we understand at the moment that the crime of aggression is definitely, we know who is responsible for it. Because the crime of aggression is the mother of all of these crimes, of war crimes, genocide, because without aggression, there will be no other war crimes. And for that reason, for the crime of aggression, the highest politically and military leadership should be prosecuted and should be punished.
According to the Prosecutor General, as of today, almost 34,000 war crimes carried out by the Russian occupiers in Ukraine have been documented, including threats, torture, rape, murder, abduction, and destruction of residential housing and critical infrastructure. In the meantime, the Russian invaders have again raised the issue of holding a pseudo-referendum on joining Russia in occupied territories. Serhiy Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, believes this unlawful vote will lead to mass mobilization in Russia and the declaration of war. According to him, if occupied Ukrainian territories unlawfully join the Russian Federation, the liberation of temporarily occupied regions will be regarded from the Russian point of view as a direct attack on Russia. According to the military intelligence general Vadim Skibitsky, general mobilization would be a significant blow to Putin's regime. It would mean recognizing that Russia has not been able to fulfill all the tasks it declared, that Putin's so-called special operation has not achieved results, and real war is being fought. After a string of Russia's military failures in Ukraine, fake news is being generated in the Russian Federation about NATO's involvement in the war. Vineta Kleine, director of the NATO Information and Documentation Center, commented that circulation of such disinformation in the Russian media is a sign of Russia trying to conceal defeat in Ukraine, in the Kharkiv region in particular. Kleine added that in the 6 months of war, Russia has extensively used its arsenal of disinformation about NATO, including fakes about NATO bases in Ukraine and fiction on the alliance's aggression towards the Russian Federation. According to her, such disinformative narratives in the Kremlin propaganda serve two purposes. One is concealing the truth about Russia's failure against the Ukrainian armed forces, and the other is blaming NATO for aggression, pushing the population to think of the alliance as an enemy organization. The situation in Ukraine, where Russia unleashed its brutal war, is to become one of the main topics in the 77th session of the UN General Assembly in New York. Josep Borrell, High Representative of the Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, is set to speak on the issue with the international community. Borrell also plans to draw attention to the two OSCE staff members of the Special Monitoring Mission to Ukraine, who have been sentenced to 13 years in prison as a result of a so-called legal proceeding in Luhansk. The situation around the Russia-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant shall also be discussed. Let me use this opportunity finally to talk about the situation around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Russia must cease the occupation immediately. We support the establishment of a nuclear safety and security protection zone, as the IAEA Director General Dr. Grossi proposed in his report following the visit.